You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Edwards, and this is episode number 72. Let's get to it with today's topic, the night of iPhone. Catherine Edwards is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The iPhone 11 and 11 Pro greatly improve the photographic performance of your iPhone in low light. One of the biggest features Apple has released with the new device is the night mode, which brightens up dark images without adding too much noise. It follows a basic rule of photography: the longer the shutter remains open, the more light is captured. Night mode is an automatic setting that takes advantage of the new wide-angle camera included in the iPhone 11 and 11 Pro models. Android smartphone makers such as Google and Samsung have been able to brighten up evening shots for some time, but with the iPhone's 2019, Apple is on par with other smartphone cameras. For the best results, follow the same rules and take longer exposures with a DSLR or mirrorless camera. Night mode facilitates night photography by allowing users to take clear, vivid images in low light situations. How to use night mode? The iPhone 11 and 11 Pro and iPhone 12 are equipped with a larger sensor that lets in more light, allowing brighter photos in low light. Sign up for the iPhone Life Tip of the Day newsletter and we'll send you tips every day to save time and get the most out of your iPhone or iPad. Taking photos at night with your iPhone is like going through the whole day without a single battery charge. Here are some of the better low light shots to snap with your smartphone without filtering the hell out of your Instagram snaps. There is one crucial mistake you make as a night photographer that can cause a lot of problems in low light conditions: an unbridled blur if the shutter remains open long enough to absorb the limited light. If this is a viable option for you, stay calm and hold your breath as the shutter button presses. If only for a few seconds, the iPhone 11 and 11 Pro are able to analyze the lighting situation and provide you with a recommended illuminance or how much ambient lighting is available based on the camera angle and brightness. Night mode will move anywhere between 1 and 5 seconds, although this may vary depending on the amount of ambient light available to you and your iPhone. You can tap on the moon icon to get an option to change the interval from the recommended interval to a longer level, which can change the look of all the photos you take. For darker photos of your subject, the iPhone offers an option for a longer period of time, but for darker subjects, you need to be careful to turn off night mode when the camera detects a low light setting. With iOS 11, Apple has changed the way night mode is activated on the phone, and when it is turned on, you will notice a number of night mode icons. Open the camera app in 1x mode and you will see an icon for the night mode icon in the upper right corner of the screen, originally introduced in iOS 9.3 by the company to relieve the screen a little at night and help you get some sleep. Night shift adjusts the amount of blue light emitted by your phone. There are now two options for your iPhone, and the new Smart Invert Colors mode makes for a pretty solid nightly display option. This extends Apple's previous night mode options, as well as the previous night shift mode, but there's now a two-option iPhone. You could consider things like Look at Me as an alternative to night shift or day shift, or maybe even a night shift option for your iPhone. The idea behind this feature is to absorb less blue light, which in turn helps you sleep better. If you want your screen to get darker, then the next feature for you is dark mode, a system-wide interface control. The dark mode darkens the background of your pre-installed apps from black to dark gray to black, which can save battery life when using the OLED screen, and from dark gray to dark gray, which are easier to use in the evening. Thirdly, third-party developers can set their apps to be affected by dark mode, but they are not obliged to do so. Disabling third-party apps is the only thing we have discovered so far with this new feature. To turn off dark mode, assuming you have iOS 13, open the Settings app and select Show Brightness. Samsung's night mode isn't bad, but nothing else really measures up to the night view, and it's not even close. Rumor has it that Apple has finally developed its own night mode, which delivers impressive results in low-light photos. In fact, knowing Apple, this may ultimately be the best quality Apple has been waiting for before releasing this new feature. Pro Max could be the next big step in the development of Apple's night mode technology. This was the Night of iPhone, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 72. My name is Catherine Edwards, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.